You're listening to SBS News.
Heart disease was Australia's leading cause of death in 2021, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Dementia, stroke, lung cancer and chronic lower respiratory diseases made up the top five. Heart disease accounted for most male deaths, while dementia was the leading cause among females. COVID-19 was the 34th ranked cause of death in 2021. Gabrielle McMullen is the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, and she says the lessons learned and measures taken during the pandemic could help reduce the overall rate of mortality in Australia.
We can do simple things to reduce rates of colds and flus. So even as we learn to live with COVID, we're really encouraging the community to keep a mask on when they're in crowded areas, and particularly to stay home when you're sick and not go spreading those colds and flus around the workplace.
The fact that just two people died of influenza in 2021 showed there was an upside to having Australia's international borders closed. However, the reopening of those borders should also act as a warning to people, says Dr. McMullen.
And we really don't know what to expect in 2023. With a lot more global movement, we're likely to see more influenza next year. And so it's a really important call for people to get their flu vaccine and reduce their risk of picking up the flu, spreading it around and having a serious flu illness.
While alcohol-induced deaths rose by 5.8%, taking them to their highest level for 10 years, the suicide rate was almost unchanged. 12 people per 100,000 took their own life last year, down from 12.1 in 2020. Grant Blaskey is the lead clinical advisor to Beyond Blue, an organisation that offers support to vulnerable people. He says despite the numbers going in the right direction, addressing the causes behind suicide remains a priority.
We've still got a lot to do on reducing suicide risk, and that involves multiple social factors. Everything from homelessness to financial stress to relationship blow-ups, all these things together are creating the circumstances where people are choosing to take their own lives.
Tony McManus is a Beyond Blue ambassador. His brother took his own life in 2005, and that prompted him to get involved in helping others avoid taking the same action.
I fell into an ambassador role after that, and I found over the years it's pretty good maintenance for my own mental health to reach out and help other people through sharing my personal story, which is a great way of kind of dealing with my own issues that were also occurring about the same time.
Mr. McManus says there are simple steps he takes each day to look after his own well-being.
Nothing beats my early morning walk. First thing in the morning, I go for a brisk walk. I go down to the local cafes. I have a chat to the different cafe owners, bump it into other people. So I find that that social connection at the start of the day, combined with a bit of a brisk walk, is just a great way to get the ball rolling.
John Baldock, SBS News.